Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Carey. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Larry steals second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larry moves to third. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larry scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pete. Clift moves to third. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clift scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 1 in the game. Knott strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic bunts towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Larry, and towards Carey, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to third. Rosenthal moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling is walked intentionally. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 0 for 2 in the game. Peete hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Rosenthal scores. Appling moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to third. Peete moves to second. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Krivic. Bottomley reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. West is walked intentionally. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive towards short. Appling catches it and throws to second to double up Bottomley. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 2 in the game. Knott hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonura is hit by the pitch. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonura moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes bunts towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonura moves to third. Appling moves to second. One out. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Peete takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clip fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Salters hits a pop-up into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Bottomley moves to second. It's 3-2, Browns. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Bottomley moves to third. West moves to second. Clint Brown now pitching. Ed Coleman pinch hits for Tom Carey. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bottomley scores. West scores. Hemsley moves to second. It's 5-2, Browns. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 3 in the game. Knott hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ollie Bijma now playing second base. Mulehaus pinch hits for Clint Brown. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.